From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September the 15th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that last month, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden led a contingent of county officials on a week-long seminar to learn about jail construction. Along with Groden, Legislator Joseph Kozlowski of Catskill, Undersheriff Stephen Wirth, and County Jail Superintendent Michael Spitz attended the event held in Aurora, Colorado. The conference provided information on the process of planning and building a new jail from land acquisition through construction. On Monday, September the 14th, at a legislative public safety committee meeting, Kozlowski said the networking opportunities presented by the seminar were especially beneficial. He said, and I quote, "It worked out well. This will move us forward on building the kind of jail we need for our taxpayers," end quote. Expenses for the trip were paid for by the National Institute of Corrections. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Associated Press is reporting that inspectors of crude oil tank cars and railroad tracks in New York have found four critical defects that required immediate fixes. Inspectors examined more than 400 crude oil tank cars, about 128 miles of track, and nearly 70 switches in New York last week. A track gauge defect and worn tread on a switch transition device found along the CSX main line between Amsterdam and Fonda was considered critical. Critical defects were also found on two check gauges, one along the CSX tracks between Fonda and Rome in Mohawk Valley, and another along the CSX tracks in Marlboro, Ulster County. The state's enhanced inspection program began in February 2014. Bill Mahoney is reporting at Politico New York that while Governor Andrew M. Cuomo publicly laments gender inequality, women still occupy a relatively small percentage of the top jobs in his administration. In his administration, women earn an average of 73 cents for every dollar by men, a wider gap than the 84 cents per hour disparity that exists in the private sector. According to Mahoney, the majority of employees in the executive chamber, all of whom serve at the pleasure of the governor, are women. However, the 96 females working in Governor Cuomo's office tend to hold the lowest paying jobs. The 52 men in the governor's office are disproportionately represented in positions with the highest salaries and the most power. Despite the fact that nearly twice as many women as men work directly for the governor, 21 of the 30 individuals earning more than $140,000 per year are male. Of the 10 individuals with the highest salaries, only two are female. Barbara Bartoletti, legislative director for the League of Women Voters of New York State, expressed some concern that the imbalance was so stark in the administration of a governor who has made gender inequality a priority. She said, and I quote, "That's certainly not a good sign for someone who has developed a women's equality party and has gone out of his way to, rhetorically at least, support women's equality and pay equity." Cuomo made gender equality a key component of his political strategy in recent years. He made his Women's Equality Act the linchpin of his end-of-season agenda in 2014 and gained an additional ballot line in the last election through the creation of the Women's Equality Party. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that former state assembly member and gubernatorial candidate John Faso will announce on Tuesday, September the 15th, his intention to seek the 19th congressional district seat currently held by Chris Gibson. Gibson announced in January that he would not seek a fourth term. Faso will make his announcement at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday at his home in Kinderhook. Faso's campaign biography states, and I quote, "I don't apologize for reading through budget bills while in the state assembly, calling out and drawing attention to wasteful spending and fiscal gimmicks. I'll do the same in Congress if you send me to Washington," end quote. Hamilton reports the announcement was not a surprise. It was revealed last month that Faso scheduled a fundraiser for the end of the month. His campaign website has been up at least since then. Republican State Senator Jim Seward recently said he will not run for the seat. Republican Assembly Member Steve McLaughlin of Rensselaer County is currently weighing whether to run, but he has made no formal announcement. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Finally, Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Register Star that Peter Sipkowski is hoping to be the next Hillsdale Town Supervisor. Sipkowski, 56, is a former town board member and grew up in the Rojan area. He decided to run after learning current town supervisor Art Bear announced he would not be seeking re-election after 12 years of service to the town. Sipkowski is a registered Democrat, but has received the endorsement of both the Democrat and the Republican committees. He is the current town historian and president of the Roelof Janssen Historical Society. Sipkowski said he is excited to be running and has his own goals if elected. He said, and I quote, "I am someone who believes that a supervisor's priority is to serve every resident, not to the members of his political party or to one particularly vocal town committee," end quote. If elected, he is hoping to foster more collaboration between the supervisor and the town board. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for today's weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees for Tuesday night. Patchy fog again after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it will be clear with a low around 52 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 55. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 6:36 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:04 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 28 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 15th day of September 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.